Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Tes, 16 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Chesem and Beis, and the Gemara continues to discuss the story where Binyo kills Yoyah ben Tzruya, who was the general of David HaMelech, and after Shaul HaMelech died, Avdon ben Ner, who was the general of Shaul HaMelech, supported Shaul's son, Ish-bosheth, to be the next king, but ultimately Avdon changed sides and supported David. Even so, there was a power struggle, and Yoyah killed Avner, and we will also see that Yoyah killed Amasa. In addition, when David HaMelech died, so instead of supporting Shlomo to be the next king, Yoav decided to support the rebellion of Adonio. And we already saw that once Yoav realized that Adonio was killed, he ran to the Mizbeach to try to save himself. He told Binyo that the only way you could kill me is based on a Psak of Bezdin. And our Gemara continued with the Pasuk of Melachim Aleph that states, Vayav Binyo el Oil Hashem, Vayoyim Eilav, Koyam Melach Tsei, Vayoyim Eloi, Kipoy Omos, Vayosh Binyo es Amelach Dov Lema, Koy Dibi Yoav, Vachoyanani. Ayin Rashi points out, Mashma Dova Niahabe, that's Mashma Binyo told Shlomo that there was a major discussion between him and Yoav, and the crook he played almost Hudhsivisulai, and therefore the Gemara explains Amalei that Yoav said to Binyo, Zil Emalei Tati Loi Tavi by Haigavra, that you should go and tell Shlomo Melech the following, that both punishments cannot happen to me, and you can't kill me, and you can't also have your father's curse that will go on me. Therefore, Ikatlisle, if you will kill me because I killed Avner and Amasa, Kabbalah, then you have to accept the curses that your father cursed me, and they will go on you and your children. And if you don't kill me, then leave me alone, and I will have the curses that your father cursed me. And the Gemara continues with the next pasuk, as in Parak Beis, pasuk Lamed Aleph, Lema Melech responds to Binyo, and this way, since Shlomo HaMelech went ahead and had Yoav killed, therefore the klolos that David HaMelech gave to Yoav actually were mekuyim against Shlomo's descendants. And as the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, called klolos shekilu David es Yoav, niskaimu bezarah shel David, that all the klolos that David said against Yoav, they were actually mekuyim and they were fulfilled against his children and his descendants. The Gemara continues and brings the pasuk in Shmuel Beis in Parak Gimel, where David curses Yoav, and the pasuk tells us Yechul al reish Yoav val kol beis Aviv, that the following should happen on the head of Yoav and on all of his family, v'yikaris mebeis Yoav, and should never cease from the house of Yoav, azov mutzera umachsir bapalach v'noifu b'char v'chasal lechem. The Gemara now goes through these five curses and shows how these actually occurred in David's children and in Shlomo's children. As David cursed Yoav that he would be azov merichavam, and we see that this occurred to Rechavam, who was the son of Shlomo, the chsiv as the pasuk of Malachim Aleph and Parak Yud Beis states, v'yishlach hamelach Rechavam es adir mashal amas v'yigemu kol yisrael by evan v'yamois v'amelach Rechavam is amitz lalis b'makavo lonis yushlayim, and Rechavam, who was the king, he strengthened himself to go onto his chariot and to run away to Yushlayim. And since the pasuk used the term makavo, so the Gemara makes a gzir shava based on the pasuk in Pashat Metzora that ksiv v'chol merkav v'shiyikol v'azov yitma. Therefore we see that Rechavam became azov, and ayin Rashi lalis b'makavo v'gabi zov ksiv nami merkav asmacht l'gzir shava. And certainly, since these two words are not found in Torah, so therefore it's not a standard Gzeir Shava, but it's a Smachta Ba'alma. The Gemara continues that David cursed Yoav that he would be in Mitzrayah and his descendants would be in Mitzrayim. And the Gemara explains, May Uziyahu, and we see that that occurred to Uziyahu, who was also the descendant of David of Shlomo, and the Chsiv, and we notice based on the following Pasuk that's in Divrei Yom and Beis, and the Pasuk tells us, B'negei Uziyahu, Uchacha Chatzkosre, Gavol Liboy, Abba Hashchis, Vayyom Ba'ashem Alekov, Vayyovel Hechachachach, that Uziyahu became strong, and therefore he became a Balgaiva, and he acted improperly, and although he wasn't a Kohen, as he was from Malchi Beis David, and he was from Shevet Yehuda, and even so, he went into the Beis HaMikdash in order to bring Keteris out of Mizbeach. And three psukim later, the Pasuk states, and immediately he received the punishment, and he became Mitzrayah. The Gemara continues that the next curse that David mentioned to Yoav was that Machzor Bepelach, that you will hold on to a stick and you won't be able to walk without a stick. This also happened to a descendant of David and Shlomo, Me'asa, and this was by Asa, who was one of the Malchi Yehuda. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk of Melachim Aleph states, V'yesa kol divrei Asa, v'chol gvur Asa, v'chol asha Asa, v'harim asha bono, haleihem k'suvim ha'sefer divrei yamil Malchi Yehuda, rak le'isik nasai, chol es raglav, and when he got older, before he got sick and he couldn't walk, and therefore he needed a stick to walk. That was the kiyum of the klala. For Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mirav, and Rabbi Yehuda explains it in the name of Rav, she'achse podagra, that he had a sickness which is similar to gout. And Amulei Mazutra, Breder of Nachman, Rav Nachman, and Mazutra, the son of Rav Nachman, said to Rav Nachman, Hechi Dami, what does gout feel like? And Amulei, Rav Nachman responded, Kemacha v'basachai, it feels like a pin or needle going into someone's flesh and going into someone's skin. The Gemara asks, Mina Yada, how did Rav Nachman know how it feels? And the Gemara gives three reasons. Either Rav Nachman himself had gout, and therefore he knew how it felt. Maybe that's why Mazuker Breder Rav Nachman specifically asked his father how it feels. Or I could say, Mirabi Havigamla, that he actually had a Kabbalah, that is how it feels. And or I could tell you that's based on the Pasuk and Tehillim, that Said Hashem Lireyav Ubrisa Laidiyam. And the Gemara continues with the fourth curse of David HaMelech to Yayiv, as the Pasuk states, Nefil Becherev, that he fall by his sword. And the Gemara states that this actually occurred to Yeshio, who was also a Melech Yehuda and was descendant of David and Shlomo, as the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim Bei states, Vayoyu Hayoyim al Melech Yeshio, Vayoyim al Melech Lavadav, Havruni ki Chleisi Ma'id, Am Rabbi Yehudam Rav, Sh'asu Kol Gufi Kechvara, that so many arrows hit Yeshio that his body was pierced like a sieve. The Gemara continues with the fifth and last curse that David said to Yoyim, and he stated with Chasal Lechem that you shouldn't have food and you should be lacking bread. And the Gemara states, Mi'echanya, that occurred to Yechanya, who is also a Melech Yehuda and was a descendant of David and Shlomo. And we know that Nebuchadnezzar took Yechanya and put him into jail. Then later on, after Nebuchadnezzar died, so his son let Yechanya out of jail. And the Pasuk of Malachim Beis tells us, Baruch Chosai, Aruch Astah Minitnalayim Esa Melech, Tvayim B'yayim Kol Yimei Chayav, that for the rest of his life, that Yechanya was given meals from Avil Merudach, who was the son of Nebuchadnezzar. And it's Muchach that prior to that, he didn't have meals, and he was a Chosal Lechem. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yehudam Rav, Rabbi Yehuda stated in the name of Rav, that from this story, and from the fact that all these klolos went against David's family, and they didn't go against Yoyev, Hayinu D'Amar Inshi, and we continue as Af Mem Teh Saman Aleph, Tehei Luta V'loi Tehei Lata, that it's better for a person to be the subject of a curse than to be the person that curses someone. As Rashi states at the top of the Amid, Noyel Chacha Aliyah Yisimunam Kololim V'loi Minam Makalim, Lefisha Seif Kilas Chilim, Loshev Ala Makalel, and when someone curses someone, so there's a potential that will boomerang, and the curse will actually happen to the one that uttered the curses. The Gemara now continues that Binyo now took Yoyev to the Sanhedrin in order to have the Sanhedrin paskin deis chayimisa. The Gemara tells us asuri liyoyev, so they took Yoyev to the Sanhedrin and dainei they judge him and amolei my timer katlusei laAvner, and they first judge him as to the fact that he killed Avner Bener, and amolei and Yoyev said to Binyo, who was the Reisha Bezdin, was some agurus in all these cases, amolhu, that Yoyev responded to the Bezdin that I had a right to kill Avner as Goyel Adam das Sol Havoy, as I was a Goyel Adam of my brother Asol, since Yoyev killed my brother Asol. However, Bezin replied to Yoyev that Asol Reidev Haiva, that since Asol was trying to kill Avner, so therefore Asol had a din of a Reidev, and therefore he was Chayiv Misa, you had no right to kill Avner. And Amalei, once again, Yoyev responded, Hoyloi Latzilo Bech Mevarv, although it may be true that Asol was trying to kill Avner, but Avner could have killed Asol by hurting him and not by killing him, and therefore he had no right to kill him. Therefore, I was the Goyel Adam, my brother, and I had a right to kill Avner. And once again, Amalei lo yachalei, so they responded to Yoyev that Lemaisa Avner was not able to do so, and therefore he had to kill him. Therefore, you had no right to kill Avner. However, Amalei, but Yoyev responded, Hashta b'dayfin chamishes kivalei, that we know that Avner killed Asol by hitting him right by his fifth rib. As the chsiv, as the pasuk in Shmuel Beis tells us, vayimoyin laso vayakeo Avner ba'achri achinis, that Avner killed him by using the back of his sword, El Achoymish, on the fifth of the ribs, Vatetzeh Chenis Me'achrav, Vayipol Shom, Vayomus Tachtov, Vayiklabol, Mokam Asher Nofel Shom Asol, Vayomus Vayamaydu, Va'om Rabbi Yechlon, B'deipin Chamishis, B'mokam Shomar, V'kovet Tluyumboy, and as we will see, Rabbi Yechlon said, Avner killed Amosa by hitting him exactly by the fifth rib, which is right where the gallbladder and the liver are, and therefore he knew that it would kill him, and if Avner could be so exact, and he knew exactly where to hit him, and he was able to be mechavin to that exact spot, do you think they couldn't hit him in one of his varim and just hurt him and not killed him? And really, Avner shouldn't have killed my brother Asol, and therefore I'm a goyel adam and I right to kill Avner. And the Gemara continues, Amalei nezel Avner. Binyo said to Yoyev that in the Chanami you have a good taina as to why you're not chayim misa for killing Avner. And as Rashi states, dinu shel Avner pata atolav. However, Binyo who says to Yoyev that he's still going to be Chayim Misa, as my timer katalti la Masa, as why is it that you killed Amasa? And the background of the story of Amasa is Amasa was the general of Avshalom's army, and Avshalom went against his father David. And at a later point, he made peace with David. In Shmuel Beis, David asked Amasa to gather an army and to go and fight against Sheva ben Bichri. And the Maisa Yoyev, who was the general, felt that Amasa would take away from his power, and therefore Yoyev killed Amasa. However, Amalei, Lemaisa Yoyev responded to Bezdin, who responded to Binyo, that I also had a right to kill Amasa, as Amasa Meir B'Machas Haba, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk states in Malachim Beis, by Yoyev Melech al Amasa, that David said to Amasa, Hazek li as ish Yehud Shleishis Yomim, and go and gather together an army for me within the next 3 days. However, the next Pasuk states, Vayelech Amasa l'hazek as Yehuda, Vayoychem min Amoyed Ashir Adoy, and he delayed from carrying it out within 3 days, and therefore Yoyev said that he was considered a Meir B'Machas, and he's Chayim Misa. However, Amalei Bin Yo said back to Yoyev that certainly Amasa was not Chayim Misa, as Lemaisa, the reason why he delayed was because the people that he was trying to gather were learning Torah, and he learned that that is Doicha, the command of David HaMelech, and therefore he didn't have to bring them right away. And Bin Yo said to Yoyev, Amasa Achen V'Rakin Darish, that Amasa Dashin, the words Achen Rak, as the Gemara now explains, Dashkechinu de Pasach Leib B'Mesechta, that he found these men that were ready to go into the army, that they were in the middle of learning, and therefore Amasa said to himself that Ksiv, the Pasuk in Yeshua, B'negir, being married with Malcha, states, Kol Ish Asher Yamres Picha, V'leish Best of Recha, L'chol Asher Tetzavenu Yumas, Rak Chazak V'Amatz, and the Pasuk used the Lashon of Rak Chazak V'Amatz, and doesn't just say Chazak V'Amatz. Therefore, he made the following limud, Yochal Afilu D'Divrei Torah, that you would think that even if someone is learning Torah, that they still have to listen to the king, Talmud Leimah Rak Chazak V'Amatz, and the word Rak is a miut, and it teaches us that if someone is learning Torah, then they don't have to listen to the king, and therefore it was proper for Amos to delay bringing these people to the king to serve in the army, and therefore he wasn't a Meir B'Machas, and therefore Yoyev shouldn't have killed Amasa, and therefore Yoyev is Chayim Misa. And the Gemara continues that not only was he Chayim Misa for killing Amasa, Elahu Gavra Meir B'Machas Hava, but Yoyev was also a Meir B'Machas, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Malachim states, and Vashmua Bo'ad Yoyev, and when Shlomo killed Adoniyo, Yoyev heard that Shlomo killed Adoniyo, and therefore he was nervous, as Ki Yoyev not Achri Adoniyo, Yoyev supported Adoniyo, but Achri Avshalom Leinoto, and even though when Avshalom went against David HaMelech, he didn't follow Avshalom, but Yonis Yoyev at Loyal Hashem, but Yechazei Pekarnes HaMizbech, that is when Yoyev was scared that he was going to be killed, that's why he grabbed onto the corners of the Mizbech, and Lemaisa Sanhedrin Paskin, that Binyo could kill Yoyev, and the Gemara continues that the Pasuk tells us, Leinoto Achri Avshalom, and the Gemara now asks, my Leinoto, that what is the point of telling us that Yoyev didn't follow Avshalom, and L'chari, this has nothing to do with the story, and Amar Behuda, Shabikish Lintais V'Leinoto, that the Torah is telling us that even when Avshalom went against David and rebelled against David, that even at that point, Yoyev was thinking about going with Avshalom, but he didn't do so, Umay Taim Leinoto, and what's the reason that he didn't follow Avshalom, as Amar Beloza, Dain Lechluchas Shel David Kayemes, that L'maisa he saw that David was still strong, and the reason why he didn't follow Avshalom, and he didn't rebel against David, was not because he was so loyal to David, but in reality, it was only because he was scared of David. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yisrael Prin Amar, Adayin Thignin Neshel David Kayamin, that it wasn't that he was scared of David himself, but at that point, David HaMelech still had a bunch of strong people that would fight for him. That's why Yoyev didn't rebel against David at the time of Avshalom. Dom Rabbi Yudam Rav, as Rabbi Yudah stated in the name of Rav, Habam Yeyus Yiladim Hoylei LeDavid, that David HaMelech had 400 young people that would protect him, Kulim B'nei Yifas Taya Hayu, and they were all children from different Yifas Taya, and there's a question if they were actually David's children, or they were children of other soldiers that actually had children with Yifas Taya, and they were really from 400 other fathers, and those children just went in David's service, and they would protect David, and since their mothers weren't Jewish, therefore they followed the derech of the Goyim, and they would grow the hair in back of the head, and they would have ponytails, which they only cut once a year, and they would go at the head of the army, and they were the strong people that served David HaMelech, and that's the only reason why Yoyev didn't rebel against David at the time of Avshalom. But now that David was older and Shlomo HaMelech was taking over, so at this point he did follow Adoniyo and he went and rebelled against David and against Shlomo. And Rashi do maschel stagnine David bali a grave from Shaloi, and Rashi explains the stagnine is the cholashas loshim mazolis v'chozim b'kechavim v'hanach kari hachi mishum shayu David nitzmech aleim v'oisal piem v'hoi l'chachad v'reim, and it was as if they were his astrologers, as David David would follow what they would say, and he followed their advice. And Rashi tried to explain that even though their mothers were the fast Torah, but Lemaisa they were Jewish, and he explains that Lemaisa they did this in order to have the Goyim fear them. Gemara continues with Pliga de Rab Abba Bakana, that Lemaisa this member that we just brought down, and even originally Yoav would have gone against David and would have rebelled against David, that is not going with the following Shita. The Amr Rab Abba Kana, Il Moli David, Le Osi Yoav Muhammad, the Moli Yoav, Le Osi David Torah, that if not for David's Torah, then Yoav wouldn't have been successful in the army, and without Yoav being such a good general, then David's Torah wouldn't have protected Klai Yisrael, and we needed a good army. We also needed the Schus HaTorah, as the Chsiv, as the Pasuk of Malachim Bei states, Vayim Lech David Al Klai Yisrael, Vayhi David Oysa Mishpul Tzedaka L'chol Amoy, and then the Pasuk states, Vayoyah Ben Tzuriah Al HaTzava, Vayoshofa Ben Achilor Mazkir, and therefore we understand, Matam David Oysa Mishpul Tzedaka L'chol Amoy, that why was it that David was able to go and learn Torah, and be able to go and perform Mishpul Tzedaka for the nation, Mishum De Yoyah Al HaTzava, or Matam Yoyah Al HaTzava, and why is it that Yoyah was able to be successful, Mishum De David Oysa Mishpul Tzedaka L'chol Amoy. Before we continue, we explain that the reason why Yoav was ultimately killed was because he killed Amasa, and also because he was Meir B'Machas. However, Ayin Taisis Di B'Maschel My Taima Kotli Slid La'Amasa In Taima Hechtis Chayiv Yoav B'Mai De Kotli La'Amasa Haboy Asra Va'afilu Manda Amar Chove In Itzarach Asra Hach Loi Chove B'Davazeh Shei Chesh For Meir B'Machas Va'avli Shegig, and certainly he was a Shegig V'Yishleima Adalei Nischayiv El Mishem Hugufei Dav Meir B'Machas. Therefore, Taisis explains that in the Chanami, when the Gemara states Ella Ahu Gavra Meir B'Machas Hava, the Gemara is saying that the only reason why Bezin Binyo killed Yoav was only because he was Meir B'Machas. The Gemara now goes back to its original story as to how Yoav actually killed Avner Ben-Er, and the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis tells us, Vayetze Yoav Me'im David Vayishlach Malachim Achrei Avner Vayishivu Oysam Bibor Asira V'David Lo Yada. And even though Avner wasn't in Chevron, Yoav sent messages and had Avner come back to Chevron, and then Yoav killed Avner in Chevron. The Gemara explains, My Bor Asira, and what does the Pasuk mean when it states that Yoav brought Avner back from Bor Asira? And the Gemara explains, Amar Abba Bakana, Bor Vesir, Garmalo Avner Shiharig, that the reason why Yoav wanted to kill Avner was because of the pit of water as well as a thorn. And Rashi explains that this is referencing two stories that occurred with David, as when David was running away from Shaul, David found Shaul in a cave, and in order to show Shaul that he could have killed him, so he took Shaul's bottle of water away from Shaul. Then David sent this to Shaul in order to prove they could have killed him. And really at that point, Avner should have supported David and should have told Shaul they should stop running after David and he shouldn't try to kill David any longer, as you see that David's not trying to kill you. And Avner did just the opposite, and he reached on Shaul and he told Shaul that it could be that David wasn't the one that found his bottle of water. Really, it was one of David's men that found the water and gave it to David. Therefore, Yoav felt that Avner was Chayim Misa, and Ayin Rashi, Borat Zepachas Mayim Shalach David Meshesh Shal Shaul, Kishayi Yoshu B'Magal, Ushaoblam David B'nei Mavis Atem, Shalai Shematim Esadenechem, Shekvai Yisi Yochel Hargai, Runa Eifai Chanisa Melech, Va'ayit Zepachas Mayim, Hoyle Avner Lumchis B'Shaul, V'leim Loi, Re'i Kamet Tzadiku Shalai Hagcha, V'leim Micha Ela Oma, Hashem Echman Be'atzov Nasim Loi. Similarly, there was another story where David could have killed Shaul, and instead he just cut off a small part of his beged in order to show him that I could have killed you. Once again, Avner told Shaul that it could be that the way that he found the part of your beged is not because he got so close to you, but because it got snagged by a thorn, and David just found this piece of your beged. And as Rashi states, "V'tzira kais k'shekars David as knaf mi'iloi shel Shaul b'ma'ara hoyle la'Avner la'mit zchus al David v'leim l'Shaul re'ei kam chasal lecha v'lehog chabiyesi yachad imoy b'ma'ara v'leim zchus al oma shem k'shevatim itzla kais v'asirim nichlas echad ha'kaitim b'knaf milcha v'hu'ay yitomin shom v'chotchai ayin shom." The Gemara now continues and discusses the next pasuk, as the pasuk says, "Vayoshev Avner Chevron, v'yatel Yoav al teichashal adabi itay b'sheli v'yakel sham hachemesh yomos b'dam asal achiv." The pashas of the pasuk means that Yoav went to Shar to speak with Avner, and he was speaking to him b'sheli, and he was making believe that he was going to speak peacefully with him. Therefore, Avner let down his guard. The Gemara explains that since the pasuk uses the lashon of Shar, and Shar generally refers to the Sanhedrin, so Amar Rabbi Yechonan shedanu din Sanhedrin, that Yoav actually judged Avner just like a Sanhedrin, and Amar Lei, and Yoav said to Avner, "My time of katlosit la'asol, then why did you kill my brother Asol?" As we previously mentioned, that Avner responded Manid, Asol Reidif Haya, Asol was trying to kill me, and therefore he was a Reidif, and I had a right to kill him. But Yoyev said to Avner, Hoyilchol Hatzila Be'echamei Varev, and Avner responded, Lo Yechilulei, that I couldn't do so. However, Yoyev said to Avner, that certainly you could have done so, as you're a professional, as Hashta B'Defi Chamishas Kavantalei, so Be'echamei Varev Lo Yechlislei, and certainly you intended to kill him, and therefore you Chayim Misa, and that's why I'm killing you. And the Gemara continues that the Pasuk stated, Ladabi Itay Basheli, and Amr Yehudam Rav, Al Iske Shaloi, that the way Yoyev caught Avner off guard was they started speaking to him about a Shaila ben Gea Mitzvah Chalitza, and he asked him how would a woman that doesn't have any hands take off the shoe of the Yavam, and Avner was responding to Yoyev that she would bend down and she would remove his shoe with her teeth, and he bent down in order to show Yoyev. And Lamaisa at that point, Yoyev killed Avner, and as the Pasuk states, Vayakal Shom Achoymesh, and Amr Bechram B'Defin Chamishis Makoyim Shemar V'Chavit Tulun Boy, as we previously explained, Ayin Rashi Shadonu Din Sanhedrin Kemoy Al Zikne Iroi Vel Shah Makoymoy the Stam Shah Lashon Sanhedrin Hu Shahu Donu Shom, and Rashi explains Al Iske Shaloi Lashon Shal Nalcha Shaloi Baroma Yivoma Gidemes Hechiletes and Hischol Shaycho Milfanov Mareo Kachi Chiletes Bishneo Hu Shalv Chabay Bahargoy Kedasiv Bichagurasa Yashab Maslov Hu Vinale Yashab Raglov Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues that when Yoyev was killed, the Pasuk tells us Veheshav Hashem Es Domi Al Reishai Hashem Poga B'Shnei Anoshim Tzadikim V'Toivim Menu V'Yahargim B'Cherev V'Ovi David Lo Yodas Avda B'Ner Tzad Tzva Yisrael V'Esam Mosa Ben Yeser Tzad Tzva Yehuda. The Gemara explained that Shlomo referred to Avna and Amosa Shnei Anoshim Tzadikim V'Toivim Menu, that they were Tzadikim and they were greater than Yoyev. The Gemara explains that Toivim refers to Amosa, and as we previously explained, that Amosa went and he gathered together soldiers, but he delayed bringing them as they were in the middle of learning, and Shayudarshan Achim Rakin, and Amosa Dashin, the Pasukin Yeshua, that stated Rakazak Ve'amatz, and therefore he was Mimayit, that the only time you have to listen to Melech is only when he's not going against Torah, or when people are not learning, and Vuhulei Dorish, and Yoyev didn't dash him properly, and he killed Amosa improperly, and Ayin Rashi, that this also refers to Avna, Kesha Amalei Shol Avodov, Soivu Vavinsu as Kani Hashem, Viksev Le Ovu Avdi Shol, Shloich Yodom Vavkoya. Avna did not want to listen to Shalom Melech. He didn't want to kill out the entire city of Noiv Irakoyanim. The Gemara continues, Tzadikim, and they were also called Tzadikim, Shehin Bepev Leosu, that both Avna and Amosa had a direct order from a Melech, as Avna was told by Shaul to kill out Noiv Irakoyanim, and Amosa was told by David to gather together an army. They both decided to go against his orders based on the Pasuk of Rachazak Vamatz. They were greater than Yoyev, who be Geras Asa. Yoyev followed blindly the order of the king, as Rashi says, Vaharik Uriah B'mitzvasi Shel David, and he caused Uriah to be killed through the commander David, Afagav Shalei Tziva David Elo B'Geras, and even though David only sent this order in a letter, Kedechsev Vayikasa B'Seifa Lema Havos Uriah, that you should take Uriah and should place him in the front lines of battle in order that he should be killed. Finally, the Gemara continues and discusses the story as to when Yoyev killed Amasa. The Pasuk in Shmuel Bey states, V'amasli nishma b'cher v'ashe b'yad Yoyev v'yakeil ba'al ha'chemesh v'yishpech me'ev arzo v'leishan alay v'yamais v'yoyev v'avishay achiv rodav achri shav ben bichri. The Gemara explains, Amarav shlei chashadu, that the reason why he wasn't protecting himself from the cherev of Yoyev is because he wasn't choshed that Yoyev wanted to kill him. The Gemara continues and tells us that Yoyev was ultimately killed, and the Pasuk Malachim Al says, v'yal bin Yoyev ben yoyada v'yifka boi v'yimiseu v'yikavu b'beisa b'midbar. And the Gemara is bothered, atu beisa midbar hu, could it be that Yoyev's house was actually in the midbar? Certainly he lived in a city, and Amar Rabbi Yehudam Rav, kamidbar, that we compare his house to a midbar, ma midbar mufka l'kol, and just like a midbar is hefka to kol, and anyone could go there, a beisa shel Yoyev mufka l'kol, the house of Yoyev was also mufka l'kol, and his house was completely open to Archim, and dava acher kamidbar, and another pshat is that his house was like a midbar, ma midbar menuka migezva rayas, a beisa shel Yoyev menuka migezva rayas, and the house of Yoyev was also menuka from Gezel and Arayas. And finally, the Gemara brings the pasuk in the Riyam that speaks about David HaMelech and Yoyev. And the pasuk tells us, "Vayivan Eir Misaviv Min Amaliyu VaSaviv," that David built a city from the outskirts of the city. VYoyev Yichaya Shar Eir, and Yoyev built the rest of the city. But the Ma'aseh, the pasuk uses the lashon of Yichaya, and therefore, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, "Afilu Manuim V'Tzachnasa Toyim Paris Lu." Yoyev would give to Aniyim even the small fish that would be very tasty, and even these delicacies he made sure to give to the Aniyim of the city. And Ayin Rashi, "Afilu Manuim V'Tzachnasa Toyim Afilu Dvarim Dakim Vanugim Toyim Shoyu Toyim," that he would taste Paris Luhu Mishalech Lam L'Mizenis La'Aniyim Shal'ir. And Rashi explains Paris Loshin Paris para shenegla mebeis hamelach, that this is a portion that he took from the melach, upasik zeh b'divri yom, kishilaka David's mitzudah tzion, that this was after David captured the city of Tzion, menina is dogim tanim, v'tzach nosa min dogim tanim, ayin rashi, hadulach nigmadin, hadulach nigmadin, hadulach nigmadin. Continue on daf mem tesam beis with the new parak and the new mishnah. In the previous parak spoke about all the dinim that are relevant to the Mises Bezdin of Skila, and our Mishnah continues and will discuss the rest of the Mises Bezdin. And our Mishnah first begins with the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rab Shimon as to which of the four Mises Bezdin are more chamed than the others. And the Mishnah begins, Abba Mises Nimsu Bezdin, there are four Mises that are given over for Bezdin to execute. Skila Srefer, Herig, V'chenek, and the Tanakam hold that Skila is the most chamer, then Srefer, then Herig, then Chenek. Rab Shimon argues on the Tanakam, and he holds that Srefer is more chamer than Skila, and Chenek is more chamer than Herig, and therefore the proper order is Shreifa Skila Chenek Vehereg. And the Mishnah states Zumisa Saniskolin that everything we mentioned up until this point is regarding the way to give someone Skila. In Rashi, that why is it important for us to know which one of the Misas are Mochama? The Nafgamina Mischayev Shte Misas, the Kaimulon Kamon, the Nidim Chamura, that if someone's going to be Chayev with two Misas, then they're going to be judged with the most Chama one. And for example, if someone's Chayev Skila and Shreifa, according to the Tanakama, he will receive Skila, and the fear of Shimon, he will receive Shreifa. Rashi explains that why the Mishnah end off zu mitzvah sanis kolin shum de boy le mistay mitzvah sanis rafim van erogin van echnochin keitzad hodav nokit lahai. Therefore, we mentioned that we already spoke about the mitzvah sanis kolin. And our Gemara begins Rava Rav Schiria Rav Huna kol mokim sheshanu racham and derech minyan a muktam mocha chut mishivis amonim. Rava says the name of Rav Schiria and the name of Rav Huna, any time we find in a Mishnah or in a Brisa either a specific number of items, what seems to be a specific order of a way to do something, then there's no requirement to follow that order, aside for the list that's mentioned in Masechtas Nida, where the Mishnah speaks about the seven items that are used in order to test the stain, if it's actually Dam Nida, and therefore it's Tameh, or if it's not Dam Nida, therefore it's Tar. That Mishnah, the order of those items, are actually mentioned as a specific order, and they have to be used in that Seder. The Tnan, we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Nida, Shiva Samman Mavir Al Kasem, when there's a stain, and you want to find out if it's Tameh or if it's Tar, then you take these seven items, and you place them on a stain in the specific order. And the seven items, and the order is roik tapel, they first take saliva that doesn't have any taste, umegrisin, then chewed beans. The third item is miraglayim. And the fourth item is vinesar, and a type of a dirt called nesar, boirius, which is a type of a herb. The sixth item is kamulya, as Rashi says, hasam farishla, shalav doitz, v'leyudana maihi, and I'm not sure exactly what this is. And the seventh item is ashlech, or samagiris ashleg, and Rashi explains, nimsa benikve magolius, ha'ilis mitechayam, that this is something that's found in the crevices of a pearl that's found in the sea. In regard to these seven items, Viktoni Sefer, and the end of the Mishnah, Mesechtas Nida states, Havirin Shleika Sidron, if you place them on the stain and you didn't use this exact order, Yishavirin Shivasim Ke'echad, or you placed all seven of these items at one time on the stain and you didn't do them in exact order, and Le'asav Le'klum, it wouldn't be a raya if it's Damnido or not. Let's see Rashi, Diba Maschel Ein Muktam Mucha, Le'diktikul Haktim Mishnasan as a Muktam Vela'achas Mucha. Rashi brings two examples that the Gemara will bring later on. Sheyesh makom sheshanim u'ucha b'mishnah tzarch lakdima b'maisa, as there are times when something is mentioned later on in the Mishnah, even so it has to be done first. Kegoyin see the ches begadim shel kunag deila, and for example that we know the kohen gadol wears eight begadim, although michnasayim is kohen melavisha, as the kohen gadol puts on his pants first, v'leikdima l'shneisen kesev l'vishasan, and even so the Mishnah doesn't mention it in that order. Rashi continues and brings a second example. V'yesh makom sheshed shanu k'mishbata l'chatchila avli apach leslam ba going divrei seid chalitza kedol kamei. There are times that a Mishnah mentions an order, and really the Mishnah is teaching us that l'chatchila this is the way to do it. But if you wouldn't do it in this manner, then certainly you'd be yitzah. And for example, as we would see based on a Mishnah Masechta Yevamos regarding chalitza, which the Gemara will bring at the end of the sugya, Ein Rabbeinu Chananel who brings a third example, k'goin abba avos nezikin hashav abba v'amav v'heva uchi yitzah boy. And the order of that Mishnah is definitely not teaching us that there's any chumrah of any of these nezikin, and there's no specific order why they're listed in that manner. Rav Schiria taught us chutz misay the shivus amanim, and Rashi points out hamurim l'inyan akesim sheldam shebehem diktiku b'seid the mishnasan kol dov hamoyel chaver karely sam l'gabei. And even though these items are not really any sort of medicine, Mishnah still calls it a sam. The definition of a sam is anything that helps another item. The in sam loshim boisim v'loy loshim ape el loshim adov hatzarch l'tikin chaveroi. These seven items are things which would work in order to take Damnida off a Beged. Rashi Rashi explains, what is reik tapel? Shloitam klum kloiseyayim refers to saliva that comes from a person that didn't eat anything that day. Tapel reikam v'nogu v'chosakol tamaychol, that it's empty and it's dry and it doesn't have any time of food. Kagoyin tov shloy nimlach, the mikri tapel. And for example, a food that wasn't salted is called tapel as it doesn't have taste. Meiri states, v'hu shloitam klum mitchilis alayla, v'yoshin kudakim mechatzi alayla achrayin. And he adds, v'hu shloy hir b'ladabar, and it's referring to a person that didn't speak a lot that day. Once a person speaks a lot, that will take away the strength of the spit and the strength of his saliva. Rashi Maseches Nida adds in, lafuke de kodim kredim yoyim la'achas shenir mishnasay va'ochol deloy avi reik tapel lefish ashinim emmeris hasareik umechaskosay va'ochol matkoi umaves keichoi. And once a person eats, that sweetens it and takes away its strength. And he also states that shinu shalayla be'inon, and if a person sleeps during the day, that would not be considered reik tapel. Hol v'tam klum shatayim shachris nena kolayim kulay. I in the second tesis on our omid divam askel b'avirin al kesem perish akuntris lebeikoi im dam nidahu or not. Rabbi Yonatan Mefarish that feel dam nida vaday. Even if you know that this dam nida, afgab des mitame lach v'yavish. Even though we know dam nida is mitame if it's wet and moist or if it's dry, but kiven dein oival yudei zayin samanim. But if you would test it and you would not be able to remove this dam by using these seven ingredients, then bottle it's considered bottle of tar and it's not considered dam nida any longer. B'negei atuma the tani rabchia dam nida vaday mavil of shivus samanim umvatloi. Ayn Rashi mesechtes nida that actually says the same point as tesis. And he states, "My birin al kesem she'ina dam botol at shaviru kulin lav ayin sham." Finally, ayin Rashi do maskeloi osel leklum ein zen isoyin. This is not a valid test. Shem le'ovu bekach akati iklim ein b'dam hava. As since you didn't do it in this order, so therefore, even though the blood is not removed, that doesn't prove that it's not dam nida. Hayd le'ovu haynu mishum de ingrisim oyilin el acharoyik b'chein kulin kaseida v'hod rav skira kavua b'hay gemara. And the reason why we bring down this member of skira mishum de ma'isin lahani abam. And as we will see, that we will mention our Mishnah in a moment. That our Mishnah is also in a specific order, as our Mishnah kodemus lechavrasa in the Schayim Shtei Misais. And our Gemara now continues. Rav Papa Saba Mishmei du Rav Amar. Rav Papa Saba says the name of Rav Af Abba Misais, that even our Mishnah that mentions the four Misais are also in a specific order, as they're in the order of which one of the Misais Bezin are more chomer than the other. And how do I know that this correct, mid kamaflig or mid kapolig of Shimon, shema mino dafka ktani, that since we see machlekes in our Mishnah between Tanakam and Reb Shimon, clearly our Mishnah is not just mentioning the four Mises Bezin, but the Mishnah is actually listing which of the Mises Bezin are more chomer than the other. And the Tanakam holds that the order is skila straight for Harig v'chenig, and Reb Shimon holds that the order is straight for skila chenig v'harig. And the Gemara points out v'idach and lemaiser of Skira did not bring this as an example. The Gemara explains that certainly Reb Skira understood that our Mishnah is dafka, but even so he didn't mention this as Bepluk like Kamari, but Rav Skira only wanted to mention the Mishnah Mesechtes Nida, where there's a mention of a number and there is no Machlekes, and even so the order is Dafka. The Gemara continues, Rav Papa brings another example where the order of a Mishnah would be Dafka, as Af Seyd Yoyma, the Seyd of Yom Kippur is also Dafka. The Tanan, as the Mishnah Mesechtes Yuma teaches us, Kol Mais Yom Kippur, Mamurim Ala Seyda, Im Hikta Mais Lachaveri, Lo Yosef Loi Klum, that all the Mais of Yom Kippur, if the Kohen Gadol would do them out of order, then Lo Yosef Loi Klum. Therefore, we have another example where Mishnah has a specific order. Ayin Rashi, Dibu Maskel Afsei Diyoyma, Davidi Seyman Kapur, Masturis B'Mishnah, M'sechtes Yuma, Zuachazu, Davka Ktani. However, the Gemara states, V'idach, and the other man, the Amrim, referring to Rav Skira, and Rav Papa Saba Mishmei Durav, that did not bring this example. The reason they didn't bring this example is Ahur Chumra Ba'alma. And as Rashi points out, V'idach, Amalucha, Vade Davka Ktani, that although we agree that the Mishnah is Davka, and really you have to do the Seyd Yom Kippur in this order, the reason why they have to be performed in this order is not a chumra in the actual avodas, and it's a chumra in that day and the avodas of that day. As the pasuk says, the lashon chuka, in order to teach us that all these avodas are ma'akev, and the order of these avodas are ma'akev, and the only thing that we're mentioning are things where the chashivus of that actual item is why the Mishnah mentions it first. And kagoyin abam mises damrinal kaman the zuchamru mizu nechim b'shev samanim shetzarcha v'koyche shakol echad echad goyim likadim, that is actual order, as if you don't do it in order, then the test would not work. Kilokamon, and as we'll see in a moment, that the Mechlisayim of a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedit was put on first, as the Gemara will explain that since it's covering the Kohen Gadol, therefore it's considered more Choshev, and that's why it's put on first. And the Gemara now continues and brings this fourth example where we find a Mishnah where there's a specific order that Rav Huna Brida of Shua Amar Af Seder Tamid, that also the Seder of Tamid, as the Mishnah Mesechtes Tamid states, the Ktani Allah Zeh Seder Tamid, that after the Mishnayis Mesechtes Tamid give us the exact Seder of the Tamid, and the Mishnah clarified that this is the Seder of Tamid, therefore we see another case where the order in a Mishnah is Ma'akev, and certainly at this point the Gemara understands why the other Manda Omrim do not mention the case of Mesechtes Tamid, as Lemaisa, this is only a Chumra Ba'alma. This doesn't show that one of the Avodis is more Choshev than the other. As the Gemara explained, why the other Manda Omrim do not list the case of Rapapa of Seidu Yoima, but the Gemara now asks for Idach, but according to Rapapa, who actually does count the Seidu Yom Kippur, and therefore, even in a case where it's not a Chumra Mamish and it's only a Chumra in the day, then he's still listed. So why is it that he doesn't bring this case? And Zaka Gemara, Ahula Mitzvah Alma, that Lemaisa Rapapa holds that this is not going to be Ma'akev, and it's only a mitzvah Ma'amuvcha to do it in this order, but if you don't go in the Seder, then certainly it's not Ma'akev. And as Rashi explains, however, and therefore a papa doesn't count the Mishnah Mesechtes Tamid as one of the Mishnayis where there's a specific order. And the Gemara continues and goes back to the member of Ravid, Nimra of Schari, and Nimra of Huna. Now Rav Schari taught us, although Rabbeinu Hananel brought a very simple example of the Mishnah Mesechtes Baba Kama of Abba Avos Nezikin. However, the Gemara now brings the two examples that Rashi mentioned at the beginning of the Sugya, and L'chari, the reason why the Gemara brings these two examples is because there is some sort of order in both of these cases. L'maisa, they're not going to be Ma'akev, and therefore they're more of a Chiddush than the case of Mesechtes Baba Kama of Abba Avos Nezikin, where the order is not specific at all. And the first example that the Gemara brings is Lafuke Mitzvah Chalitza, that this member is coming to be Lafuke for the Mitzvah of Chalitza. And the Tanan, as the Mishnah Mesechtes Yevama states, Mitzvah Chalitza, the Mitzvah Chalitza is as follows, Bahu v'yavimta l'fnei bezin, that if Reuven was married to Rachel and Reuven dies without any children, and his brother Shimon now has a chiyuv to either do Yibum or Chalitza to Rachel, so Shimon and Rachel will come into Bezin, and Bezin would give an Eitzah to Shimon that was Hagun for him and Rachel. As Rashi points out, that if Shimon is older and Rachel is much younger, or if Rachel is older and Shimon is much younger, then they will tell him that it's not a proper Shidduch, and therefore instead of doing Yibum, he should do Chalitza. Shinem, as the Pasuk in Pashki Seitzei states, the Karlai Zikne Ira V'dibri Love. Keep in mind that this Pasuk is in Perichof Hei, Pasuk Ches, then the Hiyai Meris, and she responds, Ein Yivami Lahakin La'achiv Shem B'Yisrael Lo'ovo Yabmi, and this Pasuk is actually the Pasuk before, and therefore it's not going in the order of the Pesukim. And after this, V'hu Oimer, and then the Yavam would say, Lechafati L'kachta, which is once again based on Pasuk Ches, where the Pasuk stated, V'karlai Zikne Ira V'dibri Love, V'omad V'omar, and then the Yavam will say, Lechafati L'kachta, that I don't want to get married to her, and the V'loshin HaKredish HaYayimim, and as the Mishnah Mesechtes Saita teaches us, these words had to dafka be stated in Lashon HaKredish, and the Mishnah continues with what seems to be the order of Chalitza, as the Pasuk continues in Pasuk Tes, V'nikshe Yavim Tayei Lov, La'ini Azakenim, V'choltzen Na'aloi Me'al Ragloi, V'yarku B'fonav, V'antzav Amro, Kachri Yasul Ish, Asher Lo Yivnes Beis Achiv, and then in Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk states, V'nikush Shmai B'Yisrael Beis Chalutz Hanal, and the Mishnah Mesechtes Yavamas teaches us that V'yarku B'fonav, since the Pasuk states, La'ini Azakenim, and then it states, V'yarku B'fonav, so we learn out, Roy Kanir L'dayonim, when she spits, her saliva has to be Nir L'zakenim, and they actually have to see spit coming out of her mouth. The Gemara continues that although in the Mishnah Mesechtes Yavamas, it seems that it was a very specific order as to the order of Chalitza. However, Rabbi Yehuda Amir stated regarding this Mishnah, Mitzvah Chalitza, Kaira, that she first speaks out the Kaira, and then he speaks, Chaletas, then they do Chalitza, V'rekekes, and then she spits, the Kaira, and then she speaks, and she states, Kachiyah Hasl Ish, Vavinaba, Maikam Mashblam, Masisini, and the Gemara asked, Alokhir, what is the Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda, if the Mishnah already stated that this is the order? And the Gemara responded, Hakamashmalan, Mitzvah Hachi, V'apach Leslamba, although the Mishnah mentioned this order is only the Chachila. However, if you don't follow this order, then the Maisa of Chalitza would still be valid. That's why Rav Schari just taught us, Kal Makri Shashanu Chacham Derech Minyan, a Muktam of Ucha, that even though it would seem that there is an order, however, that order is only the Chachila, but certainly be the Eved, there is no issue if you don't do Chalitza in this order. And Ayin Rashi, Nibam Askel, Hiyo Emeris, Tchila, Me'en Yivami, Vehu imelohen lechafatzti, v'akach riletzes, v'akach rikakes, v'akach kira kachri asa, v'va filu hachi I apich leslamba. The Gemara continues, taninami hachi, that we also learned in the Braisa that this order is not going to be ma'akiv, as bein shekhtu b'chalitza l'rkika, or rikika l'chalitza, masha asa asoi. And once again, the Gemara continues, lafuke mehaudetan, and Rav Skiru is also coming lafuke from the following Mishnah, as the Mishnah Mesechlis Yuma states, in Godol Mishamish b'shmoyno kelim, v'hedyid b'abba, b'ksainis b'mechlesayim, b'mitzdefes v'avnet, m'yisav leim kohen gadol, choshem v'eifayit um il v'tzitz. The Mishnah teaches us that a kohen gadol wears 8 begadim, and a kohen hedyid wears 4 begadim, and a kohen hedyid wears a ksainis mechlesayim, mitzdefes and avnet, and a kohen gadol adds on a choshem eifayit um il v'tzitz. And even though in the Mishnah it would seem that the ksainis was put on first, and it would seem that this is la'akev, the mice of the Pasuk in Pashas Achrim states, ksainis bad kredish yilbash, u'michlesi vad yu al besari, u'va'avni bad yakor, u'misnefes bad yitzlaif, big the kredish heim, v'rochets b'mayim mis besari l'uvesham. Once again, the ksainis is listed first, but even so, as we will see, that the ksainis is not worn first, and the michasayim is put on first, as v'tanyu will into the b'raisa, minayin shle yidov ha'kredil michasayim, that how do we know that the kohen hedit and the kohen gadol should not put on any other clothing prior to having their pants on, shenema as the pasuk states, u'michlesi vad yu al besari. As Rashi points out, mashma kishaloshon yehi besari mibli levush, and it's mashma at the time that kohen puts on the ksainis, then he should make sure that it goes onto his basar and there's no other clothing on him. The loy ha'asal hashminan lom li al besari. And why would the Torah have to use the lashon al besari? And l'chari the pasuk should say ksainis bad kodesh yilbush u'michlesi vad yilbush. And as Yad Rama states, midloy ksiv u'michlesi vad yilbush to mashma. And the pasuk is teaching us shechashaloi b'shesekaseinis you are mechlesayim mitzuyin al besari. The Gemara continues that if it's true that the mechlesayim came first, so the Tana my time acted made l'kseinis. So why is it the Tana listed l'kseinis first? And the Gemara responds mishum the act mekra that the Tana is using the same seder as the pasuk mentioned, and the pasuk mentions the l'kseinis first, and then the mechlesayim. And the Gemara is v'kra my time acted me. And why is it that the Torah mentioned the l'kseinis and then the mechlesayim? Since the ksainis is like a robe and it covers over his entire body, therefore that was considered more choshev, and the Torah mentions it first, but certainly will gabi the order of putting on clothing, then the kohen should put on his bechisayim and only afterwards put on the ksainis. Before we finish, let us see Taisus in Dio Maschel called Maisim Kippurim, and Taisus points out that although our Gemara stated that there was a seder to all the Maisim of Yom Kippurim, however Zok Taisus l'manda oma l'inemachuka el bedvarim anasim b'gdei love Mifnim, that according to the Manda Amad that states that the word chukah, which tells us that this order is ma'akev, is only stated in Benegiah, those things that the Kohen Gadol does while he's wearing the Big Day Lovin and while he's in the Kodesh Kadoshim. When the Mishnah states, Kol Maisim Kapurim, Amurim Alasedim, Hiktim Maisel Chaver, Loyosav Loyklum, that isn't referring to those items which were done with Big Day Zav or done with Big Day Lovin and were done Bechutz, Ayin Shom. And Ayin Taisis Dino Maschel Afsayed Tamid, Taimud Taisis bothered Loykom Afsayed Brachais. And why didn't our Gemara also mention the Seder of the first three brachas of Shemin Esrei that the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah teaches us, say the brachas, that the order of the brachas of Shemin Esrei is obvious to Gruus of Kedusha Hashem and Oy Tanan Hasam. And we also know that there's a Mishnah Masechet Rosh Hashanah that teaches us say the Kiyas Gimel, and there is an order to the Kiyas Ayin Shem, and we will stop over here.